Today's shiur Masechta Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Amud Bey, 17 lines from the top. Quickly to review, we learned in our previous shiur on Machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. We know that halacha is that if somebody has a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi, the carbon becomes pigel, and if somebody eats from that carbon, there's a chiyuv karis. If somebody has a machshava of chutz l'mekaymai, it's possible with no chiyuv karis. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim debated what is the halacha if there was a combination of machshavas. The Chachamim hold that if there's a combination of machshavas, it doesn't make a difference which machshava came first, chutz l'zmanoi or chutz l'mekaymai. The carbon will not be considered pigel, it will only be considered possel. For Yehuda, however, differentiated. He said only in a situation of where chutz l'mekaymai came before chutz l'mzmanoi, that's where it will be possel. But if the machshava of chutz l'zmanoi comes first, so we're going to have a situation that the carbon has been identified as a carbon that is pigel, and once it's a carbon that's identified as pigel, it doesn't lose its status, even though there was later a machshava of chutz l'mekaymai. On this says Ula, Amu Ula v'tem Rav Oishia, ef shiyodin chavran bavla. Perhaps my colleagues in Bavla know the answer. When Rav Yehuda states his position, did he state his position kazayis kazayis tanan, where only he spoke about each kazayis separately? That's when it makes a difference which machshava came first and which machshava came second. Oy, why would be the halacha where he connected these two machshavas? He said kazayis u kazayis with the vav connecting these two machshavas. What would be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? I think Mark explains itself. Kazayis kazayis tana. Did Rabbi Yehuda strictly state his opinion in a case of kazayis kazayis? Aval, if it was kazayis u kazayis with that vav, derehakel, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree. Ir machshavas hava. These are considered one big machshava, and therefore it makes no difference which machshava came first and which machshava came second. Oy Dilma, kazayis u kazayis knan, that even when the two machshavas are connected with that vav, the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, prata hava, we look at each machshava separately, and certainly Rabbi Yehuda will state his opinion kazayis kazayis, where he didn't have the vav connecting the two machshavas. Certainly it will be an opinion of Yehuda that we have to look at which machshava came first and which machshava came second. Says the Gemara, Toshma. So Gemara wants to answer this question based on a dialogue that Levi had with Rebbe. The Bavine Levi Merebbe. And to understand this Gemara, we have to identify that there are three different situations that we are discussing. One is the situation, going in the right order, what is the situation where somebody said kazayis, kazayis without the vav? That is the most likely, and that is certainly the situation where they both, where there's the machlokes of Yehuda Rabbana. Then we have a second situation that we just identified, where there's a vav, kazayis u kazayis, which we have a question now, does Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham still disagree? Then there's a third situation, which is even more connected. And that is the case of Chishev Lechel Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz. He's speaking about one Kazayis, and he has Machshav about that one Kazayis to have both Chutz L'Zman and Chutz L'Mekoymai. What will be the din there? Will Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham disagree? Or will this certainly be considered one Machshava, and therefore everybody will, it won't make a difference which Machshava came first or which Machshava came second? Amalei, when Levi asked Rebbe this question, Zushayla says it's a great question, and he said, Eir Machshava Sava. Certainly this is a case where it's considered one thought, And certainly this is a situation where Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it doesn't make a difference which machshava came first or came second. Amar l'fanav of Rav Shimon ben Rebbe. So Rav Shimon ben Rebbe said to his father, can we not figure out the answer to this question from our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah said, Lechel kezayis b'chutz, kezayis l'mocher. Kezayis l'mocher, kezayis b'chutz. Kechati zayis b'chutz, kechati zayis l'mocher. Kechati zayis l'mocher, kechati zayis b'chutz. In all of these cases, possible by Bekaris. The Chacham hold, it does make a difference which machshava came first, which machshava came second. Since there were both machshavas of chutz l'zman and chutz mekoymai, it prevents it from being a case of a chiv karis. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Only in these cases, where there was no vav. Ha, certainly in the case where there was a vav, or in a case where they're thinking about the same kezayis, certainly er machshavas hava, Rabbi Yehuda will agree that it doesn't make a difference which machshava came first or second. So what's so great about the question, says Rav Shimon to his father Rebbe. Amalei, so Rebbe says to his son Rav Shimon, who shall be Dvar Chochma? He asked a great question. V'at Amrit Mishnah Seinu, and you want to say it's just our Mishnah? So he says to him, I understand, says Rebbe to his son Rav Shimon, why you don't think it's a great question, and I understand why, according to his Girsa, and according to his version of the Mishnah, it's truly a great question. And the Gemara explains itself. Lididach, das nechtarti. When I taught you the Mishnah, says Rebbe to his son Rav Shimon, I taught you that the Mishnah speaks about two cases. It speaks both about a case of kezayis, without the vav, and it speaks about the case of kezayis u'kezayis with the vav. And therefore, to you, the question that Levi poses, like Kashalach, is entirely not a question. Why is it entirely not a question? Because since the Mishnah speaks specifically only about the cases about kezayis without the vav, and the case of kezayis u'kezayis with the vav, and it omits discussing the case of chishev lechel kezayis b'chutz l'macher, it's obvious that it was deliberately omitted. Why was it deliberately omitted? To teach us that only in the cases of kezayis, and the case of kezayis u'kezayis, do we have the disagreement of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whereas in the case of lechel kezayis b'chutz l'macher, there we don't have a machlokes. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, it makes no difference which machshava came first or which machshava came second. However, lidit hu, Levi, d'loy asna l'chadam, Levi was only taught one case, and the Gemara will soon discuss extensively which the one case was. But Levi had the following dilemma. He only learned one case, but he heard Talmidim in the yeshiva, Talmidim such as Rav Shimon, v'shaminu l'rabbana d'kogar sitarati. He heard those Talmidim had two cases. And now Levi was in a dilemma. V'sova, dididei dafka, is the case that I learned in the Mishnah the only case that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan disagree? V'did who? But all the other cases will be cases of Erev Machshava, that will be considered a one Machshava, where there won't be a Machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. I dilma, the two Dafka, maybe the way they were taught was the proper way of learning. Or the D, and therefore when I learned the Mishnah, and I was taught only one case, I was obviously not taught a complete lesson. When I was taught the Mishnah, and I was taught that the Mishnah only speaks about one case, where the Mishnah clearly speaks about more than one case, obviously my Rebbe didn't give me a complete lesson. And therefore, and just like I wasn't taught the halacha in the second case, and again we will soon identify what means the second case, what does the first case mean, what does the second case mean. Similarly, I was not taught what the halacha is regarding the third case, but the halacha will be perhaps the Rebbe Yehuda and the Chacham argue in all situations. Says the Gemara, now to analyze what was just stated. V'hai asni, what was the one case? Levi says one case I was certainly taught. What was the one case he was taught? Ilema, k'zayis, asni, if we'll say they was only taught that Rebbe Yehuda and the Chacham argue in the case of k'zayis u k'zayis would devolve, halav shiurahu. If that's the case, then he can't say that maybe my Rebbe forgot to teach me another case. If he's taught that specific case, the case where the vav was used, then Levi can easily figure out what will be the halacha in all cases. Because if they're arguing in a case where no, where a vav was said, certainly they're going to argue in a case where the vav was let out, was left off. Furthermore, if the Mishnah specifically taught them the case, if he was specifically taught that they're arguing a case where there is a vav, and he wasn't taught that they're arguing a case of chishuv lech kazayis b'chutz lemacher, it must be because they're not arguing. Ella, the way to understand what Levi said was as follows. Kazayis asne. He was taught that they were arguing only in the case where no vav was said. And now, he doesn't know what to do and how to understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Doesn't mean that they're only that he was taught this way, because it means that they're only arguing in that case and they are not arguing in any other case. That's one way of understanding. Or maybe what it means is that he was not taught all the cases that they're arguing in, and just like he wasn't taught the case that they're arguing without the vav, but they are indeed arguing there. Similarly, maybe he was not taught that they're arguing in the case of kazayis lech b'chutz l'macher, but they're really arguing there too. Says the Gemara. But Tiboyle, if that's the case, that all he was taught was that they're arguing in a case where no vav was used, and now he doesn't know what is the rule regarding all other situations, so why did he ask the question strictly about the case of lechel kazayis b'chutz l'macher? He didn't know what they're going to be saying in the case of kazayis or kazayis. So why is he limiting his question to the case of kazayis lechel b'chutz l'macher? Levi should have also asked, what will they be saying by kazayis u kazayis with the vav? Says Levi, Savar, what Levi thought he should do is, Iboy menei chada, I will ask one question, and by asking that one question, shemani tarti, I'll be able to deduce the answer to both of my uncertainties. And he explained himself. Ibeina, Levi said to himself as follows. If I'm going to ask what is the situation regarding kazayis or kazayis where the vav is used, so hanicha, if I will receive a response, the amali klola, if I'm going to receive a response that that's the case where they're not arguing, so I will be able to certainly deduce that koshke kazayis l'machu b'chutz, they're not arguing. But my concern, he says, is eli amali. Maybe they're going to tell me the prata, that they are arguing, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are even arguing in the case of kazayis or kazayis with the vav. And that will leave me still not knowing, akat kazayis l'macha b'chutz, coming by the way, I will not know if they're also arguing or not arguing in that case. Says the Mara, so what has he accomplished? Now that he asked the question, says the Gemara, regarding Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz, what has he accomplished? Because let's think it through. Hotenach, if he'll receive a response, I Amali Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz Proto, if he'll receive a response that they're even arguing in the case of Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz, great. Then he'll certainly be able to deduce the Koshke they argue in a case of Kazayis or Kazayis. However, if he will receive a response, Eli Amali Klola, if he'll receive a response that this is a case in which they are not arguing, he'll still be left open with the question of Kazai Akati, Kazayis, Kazayis Mibayle. He'll still be left open the question they're not arguing in the case of Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz, but are they or are they not arguing in the case of Kazayis, Kazayis? So what is the wisdom of Levi, and what has he accomplished, said the Gemara, by only asking the question regarding Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz? He's still not necessarily going to get an answer to all of his questions. Answers the Gemara. And the basis of the Gemara's answer is most profound. We can learn from what a Rebbe says. We can learn from what a Rebbe doesn't say. And now the Gemara teaches us, we can also learn from the way the Rebbe gives the answer. He says, Im kein, mirsach rosach. If Rebbe will get angry at me, if Rebbe will get, if I will ask about Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz, if Rebbe will get angry, that will be an indication that the Rebbe certainly holds that by Kazayis or Kazayis, hash to Kazayis or Kazayis klola, Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz Miboye. Levi's thinking was as follows. Levi thought to himself, let me ask the question about Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz. And from the way I get the answer, I'll know what Rebbe's opinion is. If Rebbe answers me, the Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz, good question. No machlokes Rebbe Yehuda Chachamim. The Rebbe will say it, but he'll get the answer calmly from Rebbe. That will be an indication that only in the case of Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz is there no argument between Rebbe Yehuda and the Chachamim. But in the case of Kazayis u'Kazayis, they are arguing. But if he's going to get the answer with Rebbe being irritated, what will that indicate? What that will indicate to Levi is, the Rebbe saying to him, why are you asking me about Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz? If even by Kazayis or Kazayis, they're not arguing, certainly they're not arguing by Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz. And that was Levi's wisdom. Ask the question and listen to the answer. But don't just listen to what will be said. Listen to how it's said. And if it's said calmly, it will be an indication that they're only not arguing by Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz, but they are arguing by Kazayis or Kazayis. On the other hand, if he receives the answer in a more irritated fashion, that will be clearly an indication that not only are they not arguing by Kazayis Lamacha B'chutz, they're even arguing by Kazayis or Kazayis. And I saw a fantastic story that brings home the point of the Gemara that we just learned. Whoever looked at a Rambam in his life knows that it's incredible to see how the Rambam, when the Ravid and the Rambam argue, and the Ravid sometimes uses extremely harsh language in speaking to the Rambam. And once in the home of the Briskerov's son-in-law, Michael Feinstein, another Talmidim of the Briskerov was sitting and discussing this interesting phenomena, how the Ravid speaks to the Rambam. And they were trying to understand the basis of it. And most of the Talmidim were saying, Michael Feinstein and the other Talmidim were saying, because the Ravid
cared so much about his learning that when he heard something that bothered him, he got agitated, and he reacted in that way by saying to the Rambam, he just couldn't stand listening to something that he thought was wrong. That's how they explain the opinion of the approach and the derech of the Raizik. The Brisk Rav was sitting in the other room, and he overheard this conversation. He came out, and he said to them, Talmidim, you're wrong. The Raivah doesn't get angry. Talmidei Chachamim do not get angry. So how do we understand what the Raivah did? Said the Brisk Rav, our Gemara is the basis of the Raivah. Our Gemara teaches us, he said, that not only do we look at what the Rebbe says, but how the Rebbe says it. The Raivah was teaching us for future generations, I don't want you just to know that I disagree with the Rambam. I disagree vehemently with the Rambam. How will I get that message across for future generations that don't hear me speaking to the Rambam? I had to use sharp language to get that message across for all future generations. A word of introduction to the next piece of Gemara. As we've just said, there's a machshava chutzlus manoi that makes the carbon pigle with a chiv chorus. There's a machshava chutzlus mekaimai that doesn't carry with it a chiv chorus. Furthermore, as we learned in the Mishnayis, a machshava chutzlus manoi, a machshava chutzlus mekaimai has to strictly be regarding a kezayis. A chatzi kezayis, a machshava regarding a chatzi kezayis doesn't have any effect. Says the Gemara, Itma, Chatzi Zayis Chutzul Zmanoi, if somebody had a Machshav of Chatzi Zayis Chutzul Zmanoi, and Chatzi Zayis Chutzul Mekoymoi. So as we learned in the Mishnah, these two Machshavs can't combine. So we combine these two Machshavs, since I didn't have more than a Chatzi Zayis Chutzul Zmanoi, more than a Chatzi Zayis Chutzul Mekoymoi, it won't be Chiv Karas, it'll be only possible. But now ask the Gemara, what will be the Halacha if afterwards he has another machshava of chatzi zayis chutzul zmanoi? Amar Rava, the yiketz kiyoshin apigel. The second chatzi zayis machshava combines with the first chatzi zayis machshava, and we have a situation of pigel, of chiv karas. Rav Huna Amar Arev machshavas Avi. No, first, since the two machshavas combine, the chatzi zayis Chutzul Zmanoi and the Chatzi Zayis Chutzul Mekoymoi already have combined, they remain combined, and even though now I already have another Chatzi Zayis Chutzul Zmanoi, that won't have any effect. A number of points. First, a pidrush. This pasuk of Ki Yiketz Ki Yoshein is really a pasuk of Tehillim. Pasuk of Yiketz Ki Yoshein regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misroine Miyayim. In fact, the Mefarshim based on this Gemara discuss the question, may somebody use a pasuk in Tehillim, a pasuk that speaks about Hashem in our regular language? And it seems that you can. Many poskim, the Chidah, the Yaivets disagree. Our Gemara uses it that way. So some say that pasuk isn't speaking about attributes of Hashem. Others say that we're not speaking about a person here. So to use a pasuk that speaks about Hashem in our speaking about people is not necessarily an issue. But to use a pasuk that speaks about Hashem in speaking about people, the Chidah, and others say it's inappropriate. Rav Chaim Kamenevsky and others disagree, and they say that titles and psukim that are used to describe Hashem may also be used to describe Talmid Chachamim, because it is the covenant of Hashem. Kavod Talmid Chachamim is an extension of Kvod Shemayim, and just like we honor Hashem with those titles and those psukim, we can honor Talmid Chachamim. There's a story where Rebbe Saraveitchik, the son of the Brisk Rav, was at a wedding, and somebody came in and they started to sing Sushan Rasheichem, and he was upset because Sushan Rasheichem, we know, speaks about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was at the wedding, and he said that it's okay. And in fact, said the Raya is from our Gemara, that we see our Gemara uses the Pasuk that speaks about Hashem, it's speaking about regular people also. So Rav is of the opinion that you start with a Chatzizayis Chutz Lazmanoi, then you have a Chatzizayis Chutz Mekoymoi, then you have a Chatzizayis of Chutz Lazmanoi again. Rav says they combine. Rav Nuna says they don't combine. There's a question, those that learn Yoredeya are familiar with the subject of Choyz Veniyah. That means, let's say some milk falls into your meat and it's bottled. And then some more milk falls into your meat. And now, if you combine the first amount of milk that fell in and the second amount of milk that fell in, it will not be bottled. To combine them. Do we combine them or not? And there's a concept in Yoredeya of Choyz Veniyah, that we combine them. So why here would we not, why here would Rav Hamnuna disagree that we should not combine it? So the Mefarshim respond that the two cases are very different. Here we're speaking about a machshava. We're speaking about a halacha. We're not speaking about something tangible. Whereas, in the case of the milk that fell in two separate nephilis, they were talking about a tangible milk that fell in. And certainly, the milk that fell in at the beginning is still there. And the milk that fell in later, all of that milk is there, and therefore it's easier for Rav Nuna to agree that we should combine all of the milk that fell into the pot to decide if the meat, if the pot is still kosher or not. Furthermore, the Mefarshim, the Brisker Rav discusses this, and other Mefarshim, try to understand the Svara of Rav Hamnuna. The Rav Nuna takes the approach that we look at the Chatzizayis of Chutz Lazmanoi and the Chatzizayis of Chutz Mekoymoi, and we ignore the second Chatzizayis of Chutz Lazmanoi. We pay more credence to the second Machshava of Chatzizayis Chutz Mekoymoi than to the third Machshava of Chatzizayis Chutz Lazmanoi. And the question is why? Isn't Rav correct that we should combine the two Chatzizayis Chutz Lazmanoi? So I think what the Brisker Rav is trying to say is as follows. And it's a concept that we've attempted to say in our previous shiur in understanding the pigle of Chutz Lazmanoi and the pigle of Chutz Mekoymoi. If Chutz Lazmanoi and Chutz Mekoymoi were two totally separate machshavas that have absolutely no connection, then we could understand Rava much more easily, explains the Brisker Rav. Because why would I want to combine Chatzizayis Chutz Lazmanoi and Chatzizayis Chutz Mekoymoi rather than combining Chatzizayis Chutz Lazmanoi with Chatzizayis Chutz Lazmanoi? However, says the Brisker Rav, as we've explained, all of these are really in the same family. They're in the family of improper machshavas. And since they're all in the same family of improper machshavas, it's not like Chatzizayis Chutz Lazmanoi and Chatzizayis Chutz Mekoymoi are totally unrelated and have no connection. And therefore, Rav is correct, certainly, to be mitzvah of Chatzizayis Chutz Lazmanoi with Chatzizayis Chutz Lazmanoi rather than be mitzvah with Chutz Mekoymoi. Chutz Lazmanoi and Chutz Mekoymoi do come from the same family. And since they come from the same family, since they came one right after the other, says Rav Hamnuna, they should be combined and not look at the later machshava that comes later, the machshava of Chutz Lazmanoi, that it should resurrect the original Chatzizayis Chutz Lazmanoi. Says the Gemara, I'm a Rav Hamnuna, I mean a lot. What is the basis of my opinion? That's not. We know that when it comes to Tumah, there are different degrees of Tumah. There's Rishon, there's Aviyah, Vaisa Tumah, it's a mess. There's an Ava Tumah, there's a Rishon Tumah, there's a Sheni L'Tumah. As far as Chulon is concerned, Sheni L'Tumah is the furthest, is the last degree. By Trumah, the last degree is Shlishi L'Tumah. By Kodesh, the last degree is Revi L'Tumah. Furthermore, there are two words. The word Tumah represents something that's Tumah and has the ability to transmit Tumah further. The word Pasul means it's Tamei, but it doesn't have the ability to transmit Tumah further. Amar Rav Menon Minua, the Tanan. The Mishnah says, Masechta Taharos, Kebeya Oichel Rishon, or Kebeya Oichel Shein Shabalim Zalzeh. We have a Kebeya of food that's a Rishon Tumah, and we have a Kebeya of food that's a Shein Tumah that get mixed together. Rishon. So similarly, we treat that food like a rishonot tumah. We have here a proper shear of food that's a rishonot tumah. Chilkon, if they are then divided, zesheni v'zesheni. Since we now have this entire mixture divided, so we don't have in any one place a kebaya of a rishonot tumah, so we have to treat both of these items as sheni l'tumah. Ha'chaz v'irivim, if we would go and mix them up again, rishon hava. So don't we have here a situation, he says, that we start with a rishon, then it's a sheni, and then it's a rishon again. Mimai, how do we know that this is indeed the halacha? Says Rav Amidi Tani Sefer, could the Sefer that Mishnah says, not for Zeba Atzma, for Zeba Atzma, Kikush Shel Truma, if each one of these half of this mingled, of commingled food, fell on Truma by itself, Pasluo, they'll only passel, they won't have the ability to spread the Tumah further. They won't have the ability to spread the Tumah further, because it's treated like a Sheni. What it touches becomes a Shlishi, and as we said a moment ago, by Truma it doesn't go further than a Shlishi. However, Naflu Shneim Ka'achas, after they were divided, they both fall on the food, on the Truma, Asu Shniyah. So we see it's treated like a Rishon. So we see that we have a situation, it starts as a Rishon, it goes to a Sheni, and then can come back to be a Rishon. Here too, says Rav, it starts Chutz L'Zmanoi, then it's treated like Chutz M'Kaimai, and then it's treated like Chutz L'Zmanoi. How does Rav Amnuna defend himself? Hasam, we started off Iki Shiura. We had a shear of Kebeya at the beginning. So that's why we started with a shear of a Rishon Tuma. And then we, even though it became a Sheni, now when we have the proper shear, it will go back to being a Rishon. Hachva, here we start only with a Chatzi Zayis of Chutz L'Zmanoi. And therefore can't be compared. Omer Rav Nuna, says Rav Nuna, what's the basis of my opinion? The Tanan. The Mishnah again, talking about Taharas. If you have food that became tummy with a food that's only a half a bayah. And we're going to explain like Rashi, that even though the halach is that to transmit tumah, you have to have a kebaya, to be makabel tumah, any amount is makabel tumah midaraisa. Tosfos disagrees, and according to Tosfos, we're going to have to explain that the Gemara is speaking about that you started with a whole shear, but now I have in front of me only food that is a rishonot tumah. And I have food that was nitma v'vlada tumah. I have less than a kebaya of sheni l'tumah. Mitzdarf and zev, and now he combined that we have a kebaya that they're going to be treated the time of al shemirayim. My love, isn't this rule going to apply, suggests Rav Amnuna, davgav d'admalia, that even if I have put into this mixture now so much food that I should have a beya of rishon l'tumah, this food, once it got the status of sheni l'tumah, will always remain so. So it's not a raya, because then we're talking about it's talking about a case that you never had over here a kebaya of rishon l'tumah food. But indeed, if you add a kebaya of rishon l'tumah food, the halacha perhaps would be that it will get the din of rishon l'tumah. Now the Gemara takes the stake, the machlokes Rav Rav Nuna, and speaks about other situations to determine if what will be the halacha. What will be the case? Says Rav Dimi, Kas Rav Dimi Omar. Chatzis Zayis Chutz M'Kaymon. First you start with a Chatzis Zayis Chutz M'Kaymon, the Chatzis Zayis Chutz L'Zmanon, the Chatzis Zayis Chutz L'Zmanon. Tanabak Kaporo, Pigel. Everybody will agree it's Pigel, because Ein Chatzis Zayis Moir B'Mokm Kazayis. So there's two ways of understanding what Rav Dimi says. Some say that Rav Dimi is speaking to Rava. And Rava is saying that just like Rava said, that when you have a Chatzis Zayis Chutz L'Zmanon, Chatzizayis Chutz M'Kaymon, and then Chatzizayis Chutz L'Zmanoi, the two Chutz L'Zmanos combined, the same thing will apply by Chatzizayis Chutz L'Zmanoi, M'Kaymon, Chatzizayis Chutz L'Zmanoi, Chatzizayis Chutz L'Zmanoi. That's one way of understanding Rav Dimi. Another way of understanding Rav Dimi is that Rav Dimi is teaching us that even Rav Hamnuna, that said Chutz L'Zmanoi, Chutz M'Kaymon, Chutz L'Zmanoi, the two Chutz L'Zmanos don't combine, that's specifically in a case where we had the Chutz L'Mekoymai interrupting the two Chutz L'Zmanois. But in a case where the two Chutz L'Zmanois come right one after the other, even Rav Amnuna will agree that it's treated like Chutz L'Zmanois. Another case. Kiyosu Rav Rav. Chatzizayis Chutz L'Zmanois. Chatzizayis Chutz L'Zmanois. The chatz zayis chutz mekaymoy. Tana b'kapara pigol. That would be pigol. And chatz zayis moel lemakom kazayis. Again, the easiest way of learning this gemara is that it's teaching us that even Rav Hamnuna, who said that the two chatz zayis lezmanos don't combine, it's strictly in a case where the chatz zayis mekaymoy interrupted those two machshavas. But in a case where the two chatz zayis lezmanos came one after the other, and they were also, according to this version, the first two machshavas, they certainly would combine to be treated like a chatzizayis, like a kazayis chutzlos manoi, and the zechiv pigo. A different version, Rav Ashi Master Hakli, chatzizayis chutzlos manoi. We start with a chatzizayis chutzlos manoi. Chatzizayis, and then he had a machshava and a whole kazayis. But in this second kazayis, his machshava was chatzizayis chutzlos manoi, the chatzizayis chutzlos manoi. Half of the second of this kazayis, he had a machshava of chutzlos manoi, and half of it he had chutzlos mekaymoi. Tanir b'kapara, pigol, ein chatzizayis moel b'makom kazayis. And here too, Rava is teaching us that the chatzizayis, the two chatzizayis lezmanois combine, and even though this time when he had the second machshava of chatzizayis, at the same time of lezmanoi, he was also thinking regarding that very same kazayis chutz l'mekaymoi, it doesn't bother me, and we look at it like it's a chatzizayis lezmana. It could also be explained that perhaps Rav Hamnuna would agree to Rav Ashi's halacha. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yana, chishav sheichlu klovim l'machar. If somebody had a machshava, the dogs should eat the carbon. Says the Gemara, it's still considered pigle. The ksiv, like the pasuk says, so you see, dogs eating meat is considered normal, and it's considered in the category of achila. Maskula Ravami asks Ravami, Elamiato, it was saying that eating is not limited to human consumption. Elamiato chishishitachlu eishlamacher, if somebody had a machshav that fire should eat something the next day. And we know that fire is considered eating, as the pasuk says. The ksiv toichle eish loy nefuach hakin nami the pigle will be considered pigle. The chitema that indeed the burning of fire is also considered pigle. But now we learned in our mishnah lecho chatzi kazayis lak the chatzi kazayis. He had a machshava of achila and a chatzi kazayis. And a machshava aktar and a chatzi kazayis. They don't combine kosher. Why? Shen achil vaktar mitzdarfim. So we see that burning is not considered eating, because if it was considered eating, why don't these two machshavas of chatzi kazayis combine to give us a machshava and a kazayis? Answers the Gemara. If somebody had a machshava of chatzi zayis achilus adam, and chatzi zayis achilus achila eish, either after belosh and achila, if he would have said both in the way of achila, then chakinam they would combine. The issue here is, hakimai skinin, the issue under discussion is where the Afka Belosh and Akhtara. We said a Chatzi Kazayis should be eaten, and Chatzi Kazayis should be Nikdar. Losh and Achila Lachud, Losh and Akhtara Lachud. Achila and Akhtara don't combine. Achilas Adam and Achilas Eish do combine. But Achilas Adam and Akhtaras Eish, Akhtara being limited to Mizbeach, Achila limited to people, do not combine. This actually is one of the rayas that the Rishonim used to an issue that we've discussed previously. Do these machshavas have to be articulated? From here we seem to have a pretty strong raya that the machshavas have to be articulated, and therefore the wording that's used is of such significance. Continues the Gemara. Bayravashi. Chishuv lach kazayis b'shnei bnei adam. The study had a machshava that two people should eat a kazayis. Mahu. Will the carbon become pigul or not? Do we go after the machshava and we when we look at the machshava, ikishura, there's a machshava and a kazayis. And as the Brisk Rav explains the Gemara's question, the Gemara's question is the issue regarding the carbon becoming pigle, and we have a machshava kazayis on the carbon, or is the machshava of what will happen the criteria? And when we speak about what will happen, the machshava was regarding only a chatzi kazayis. Amar Abaye, so Abaye brings the raya. Toshma, we learned in the Mishnah, lechol kazayis,
the case that we just mentioned, lechatzizayis, lechatzizayis, there it's kosher. For as we just explained, shein achil v'aktar mitzdafen. What do we see, says Abaya, halecha v'lecha, if it would be a case of two achilas, which would be similar to lecha lechter, what case would that be? Heichidami, v'shnei bnei adam, two people each eating a chatzikazayis, mitzdaref. Shema vino, that this would be pigul. Chatzikazayis, one person, chatzikazayis, another person, and mitzdaref. Boy Rav. So this Rav asked the following question. Chishav lechol, kazayis, b'yas mechdechilis pras. If somebody had a machshavas pigul, chutz l'zmanoi, chutz mekaimoi, to eat it in the time longer that we know always achila in the Torah is in the shir, kedechilis pras, anywhere between 3 and 8 to 9 minutes. Now, lechil gavoy gamirlo. Do we learn that locha from the Mizbeach? By the Mizbeach, there's no rule of kedei achilas pras. And as we know, achila in halacha always has to be kedei achilas pras. Ask all the mefarshim the obvious question. If we just finished learning a moment ago that two people's achila can be mitzdarif, certainly the achila of one person, just he ate it in a longer time than usual, instead of eating it up in the time of the achilas pras, he took longer, should certainly be mitzdarif. What's the Gemara's question? A lot of terutzim were given to this question. Time only allows us to repeat the terutz of the stipler. The stipler says as follows. When we speak about kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, that's the shir achila. What does that mean? There are two ways of looking at it, says the stipler. One way of looking at it is that kezayis b'chdei achilas pras means that, let's say, I have to eat a kezayis of machos asur to be chayiv. I have to eat a kezayis of matzah to be mekayim the mitzvahs matzah. So let's say I eat in a normal fashion, but I ate a half a kezayis, and then I take a break, I wait the shir kedei achilas pras, and then I eat the other half. That's one scenario. There's another scenario, says the stipler, where I'm eating constantly, but I'm eating very slowly, and it takes me longer to eat a kezayis more than the kedei achilas pras. Says the stipler, the Gemara is not asking the question about the first case, where a person is eating in a normal fashion, he just took a break between the two chatzikazayisim. For says the stipler, if two separate people can be mitzdarif, certainly one person who's just eating slowly will be considered pigul. The question, says the stipler, is where a person is eating slowly. In the case of the two people eating, each eating only chatzikazayis, but they're eating in a normal fashion, this person that the Gemara now is talking about, however, is an individual who's eating very slowly. That's an abnormal type of eating. And since it's an abnormal type of eating, suggests the Gemara, maybe that won't be a case that's considered a chila for chiyah pigel. Omer Abaye, so Abaye attempts to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Considered our Mishnah, Toshma, lach kachatzizayis, lach kachatzizayis, kosher. So we explained to the Mishnah the reason being, we said it twice already today, Shir. Shein achila laktar mitzdafim. What is the explanation? Tamad lechel lahaktim. But if it would be lechel lechel, if they would both be cases of achila, they would be mitzdarif. As the Gemara by Akhtaro, there is no achilas pras. V'akhtar b'yos b'chtei achilas prasu. Yet we see that that's not a factor. Says Gemara, maybe Akhtaro is also koich k'dei achilas pras. The Ikka, Vilma Basa Godel, there's a very big fire, and that's why it's b'chtei achilas pras. This Gemara is used by the Mishnah Berurah and by other Paiskim to discuss a very important question. The halacha is that when we make Kiddush Friday night, we're supposed to drink, the person who makes Kiddush is supposed to drink Maloy Lugmav from the Kiddush cup. However, it says the Mishnah Berurah, the halacha is that if the person making Kiddush doesn't drink that much, we could combine the drinking of the other people who are sitting by the table. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though we're combining their drinking, they have to all drink in the shear of drinking Maloy Lugmav, because the halacha is that if it's not in that shear, it's not considered shtira. What's the basis of the Mishnah Berurah? The basis is our Gemara. Because our Gemara is saying
that even though the eating of different people can combine, that doesn't change the requirement that it should be done b'chdei achilas pras. So if we're combining, yes, the drinking of the other people at the table, they still have to drink this within the proper share. That's the Mishnah Berurah's pesach. Many agree with it. The Fikayam disagrees. He explains as follows. When there's a din in drinking, so as we said before, eating or drinking not in the proper amount of time is halachically not considered eating. It's halachically not considered drinking. However, why does a maloy lugmav of the kiddush cup have to be drunk? It has to be drunk to show chshivas to the wine. So it doesn't make a difference how quickly it's consumed. As long as it's consumed, it shows the chshivas. Others disagree. As I said, they strongly defend the opinion of Mishnah Berurah that they use Al Gemara as a raya that anything that's less than k'dei achilas pras is not considered halachically valid. We learned in the Mishnah. Lachal kachatzik zayis, kosher. Though they don't combine. And as we've learned so many times today, tam the lachal haktar, because this is achil and this haktar. But it seems that the Mishnah is teaching us, ha lachal echal, if there were two machshavas of achila, but the machshava was regarding dover, shein da'ak lachal, something which is not normally eaten, mitzdarif, then they would combine. As the Gemara, but let's learn the ratio of the Mishnah. Harakatani, Reisha Lechel, Shadak Lechel, which seems to teach us, a Shadak Lechelin, when is there going to be a Machshava's Pigel? Only if you had a Machshava to eat something which is normally eaten. But Shein Dark Loi, Amar Yimir, Hotmani, who is the Tana of the second part of the Mishnah that seems to indicate that even if it's something that is not normally not eaten, Rebbe Lezer. It follows the opinion of Rebbe Lezer. As we learned, he holds b'chash machilas adam lachilas mizbeach, or machilas mizbeach lachilas adam. If there was a machshava to people should consume something that the mizbeach consumes, or vice versa, it's still considered pickle. The Tana, hashach es zevach lechol davish ein dark lechol, or lahak davish ein dark lahakter. The opinion of the Tana Kami is that it's kosher. It's not pickle. Rebbe Lezer applies to Rebbe Lezer, considers it pickle. Abai says that the safe of the Mishnah, a fuel tamer rabbanon, could represent the opinion of the rabbanon. The light tamer, but don't make the deek in the safe of the Mishnah. Halechol lechol davish ein dark lechol, and we have a deek that even if it's lechol davish ein dark lechol, it could still become pigle. Alema halechol lechol davish dark lechol, only if there was a machshava to eat something that's dark shel lechol. Ask them if that's the way to understand the safer. My kamash malon. What is the Mishnah teaching us? Idav shadak lachol. If the Mishnah is trying to teach us that machshavas, two separate machshavas regarding a dav shadak lachol, can combine, hamireishis shemamina. We already learned that in the Reisha, because the Reisha said kachatzi zayis b'chutz, kachatzi zayis lemacher, pasul. So we see they can combine. Ilechol lachter, or if to teach us that achila and akhtara don't combine. That too, midiyok the reish shmamino, because we learned after lechol it's mitzdarf, not lechol lahakter. Lechol, darkish lecholin, shein darkel lecholin. So hashtama lechol, dovish ein darkel lecholin mitzdarf. Like if you had a machshava to eat, but it just was something that's normally not eaten, it's not mitzdarf. Lechol lahakter miboy. So what would the sefer be teaching me that we haven't learned from the reish? Answer the Gemara, lech alak itzra. We need the sefer to teach us that achil and aktara are not mitzdarf. Why? Kusak datach amira, hasim hu delak yorchim mechashev. You know why lechel, dovish dark lechel, and lechel dovish ain dark lechel are not mitzdarf? Because you had a mind to eat something that's never eaten. Aval hocha, the taika orcha kaika orcha. When you had a machshav of achil and aktara, the achil, you had a mind to eat something that's normally eaten. Daktar yadamai to be makter, something that's normally nikter. Eimel tarif, they therefore should combine, because even though they're so very different, but they're being done in a normal fashion, and therefore, even though lechol, dovish dark lechol, or lechol, dovish ein dark lechol, do not combine, maybe achil and aktara do combine, to Bash 1. That's why we need the Sefer that teaches that Achila and Akhtarah do not combine. But the Sefer doesn't speak to the dinner of Elezer, that a Machshava of Lechel, Dava, Shei, Daka, Lechel will make Pinah. Hanulah Kol Hazvachim, Hanulah Kol Hazvachim, Hanulah Kol Hazvachim.